Children's program of the Good News Hour. Ready to begin. How'd you like that singing? Those were some young friends of mine in Iowa. And now I'd like to tell you a story. And the title of this story is This Your Picture? So while I tell the story, you be thinking, is this your picture? Some years ago, there was a very striking painting exhibited. And if I repaint it carefully by words, maybe my young friends can see it in your minds. It was a view of the seaside. Of course, Florida children ought to be able to visualize that. You see it so often. You could almost think you saw the waves in the distance come rolling nearer and nearer toward the beach. And then hear the noise as they broke upon the sand and shingle. The sky overhead was a rich blue, and the sun was shining in all its glorious brightness. There was only a small strip of the beach to be seen as the tide was coming in, and the visitors seemed to have left for their stopping places. But there was something more than the sea and sky and beach in the picture to attract the gaze of onlookers. For lying on a small piece of rock, a little above the level of the sand, was a beautiful little girl. She had in one hand a small pail, and beside her lay a little shovel. But why does she not get up and go home to her friends? For, as I told you before, the tide is coming in, and the little rock is nearly surrounded by the water. And look, one little shoe is already being washed by the advancing waves. Why doesn't she get away from there? Why is she staying? When the tide is rising and she's on a rock to be surrounded by water? Oh, do you not see in the picture? Her eyes are closed. She's asleep. Tired with play, she lay down, not thinking of any danger. And now she's asleep, quite unconscious of the dreadful death that awaits her. Yes, the artist has given the title to this picture. Underneath, the words are found, doomed. But perhaps some of you may ask why I've tried to bring before the minds of my young friends such a dismal picture as this. I'll tell you. That painting is a picture of each one, boy and girl, who's not yet saved. What? Do you mean to say that I am in danger? That I am doomed to die? Yes, dear young friend, this is perfectly true, for I read in God's Word, in John 3:36, he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. But although doomed to die because of the sins you've committed, there is one who will save you from death if you trust in him. There was no one near the little one in the picture. there on the beach. No strong arm stretched out to lift her to a place of safety. No savior to save her young life. But how different it is with you. Although you are in danger, there is a loving savior, able and willing to save. That's why I'm speaking freely to my young friends, because I want you to hear about the Savior. Not only your danger, but the Savior that God Himself has provided. But maybe some of you say, I don't feel that I am lost. I don't feel that I am in any danger. Then you're like the little girl in the picture. You're asleep. Satan tries all he can to keep young people from knowing the danger they are in. Do not believe him any longer. Believe what God says. Wake up. Flee to the Lord Jesus. And as he loved to fold the children to his loving heart when living on the earth 1900 years ago, you will find that he is still the same and that he casts out none who come to him. Won't you come to him? Oh, yes, he loves you. He loves you and died for you. Now, in the story and the picture that I would describe to you, we can just imagine the tide rising. And we don't want to think anything beyond that, do we? We just don't want to think any more about that picture. I just used it to bring you to that point. Now, what about yourself? Let's think further. Are you asleep to your danger? Are you careless about your soul? Judgment's coming because of your sins, and although you're young, you've sinned. You've sinned in thought, word, and deed. You've sinned by neglecting things you ought to do. You haven't yet received the Lord Jesus Christ, and so you're not saved. You can't say you're saved, and then you're lost. If you're not saved, you're lost. It's one or the other. If you can understand what I'm talking about, then you need to be saved. And now here's the good news. There's a Savior for you. Yes, there's one who loved you and gave himself for you. And the interesting thing, oh yes, and the thing that really touches our hearts is that he loved us enough to go into our place. In fact, the Bible says, as if he were speaking back in those Psalms, all thy waves and thy billows have rolled over me. The Lord Jesus Christ took our place in that danger. Because of our sins, he had no sins, but he took our place. Guilty as we were, he took the guilty place. And the waves and the judgment rolled over him. That's the language the Bible uses to tell how much the Lord Jesus did to save us, how much it cost him to save us, and how he can save those who will trust him. Yes, the Lord Jesus was able to say before he died, it is finished, all done. Nothing left for the sinner to do but just to trust him. Let him be your Savior. Can you imagine that little girl there on that rock being awakened by a good friend that plunged through the waves and came to her just in time? Can you imagine that little girl saying, go away, leave me alone. I don't want to be bothered. I just want to stay on this rock. Oh, she wouldn't say that, of course. She wouldn't stay on that rock with the waters all around her and beginning to reach her and roll over her. No, she'd be glad to have a Savior, some kind friend to deliver her. Are you glad? Would you be glad to have the Lord Jesus save you today? Well, then just let him save you. Just trust him and let him take you up in his arms, his powerful arms of safety and deliverance. Trust him now and let him be your Savior. That's what he wants to be. He wants to be your Savior. So now we're going to listen to our young friends from Iowa sing some more of those nice choruses. Remember?
He took me out of the pit and from the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock, his fabric in my way. He put a song in my mouth.
I'm on the rock, hallelujah. I'm on the
God bless.